Today's daf is Becharos Daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, and we are at the two dots on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, but we are not at the beginning of a new sugya. These two dots are right in the middle, right smack in the middle of a sugya. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And again, we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship and the support of the Daf Yomi Shir. So we are holding on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, like we said, in the middle of... Oh,
I didn't see.
Okay, today's share is also sponsored by Shlomo Wilimowski. By Rivka and Shlomo Wilimowski. On the yard site of the tomorrow, on the yard site on Shabbos, of Rivka's father, Rabbi Yehuda Solash. So the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and we thank the Wilimowskis as well very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots. So we were right in the middle of a sugya. What were we in the middle of? We're in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we're gonna have to revisit a little bit of what Rabbi Yirmiyah was about and in order to get back into the sugya. Essentially, what we were talking about was once tuma is batel, can it be chozer v'nei, or that can it come back when it gets mixed in with something else? So the Gemara had said that on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, at the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that Ram Rav Yirmiyah lo shanu el litbol ben pito avel kateri lo matza min es mino vin neyur, that mayim that's balua in the tzir will connect with water in a kateri and overpower the tzir, or become more than the tzir, and will be mitstarif to be mevatel the tzir, and therefore the mayim that's tamei will now come back and combine with the other mayim, and the will go back to the original tuma. So the whole question is, do we say such a thing, that after something is batel, now you remix it with something else, that the item that was already batel is going to be chozer v'neyur? So pretty much all of Amud Aleph is going to be a discussion of that. It's going to be a discussion of Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're going to have several challenges to the shita of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain a machlokes amoraim about the tuma status of inedible nevela. Meaning, is there ever a point if a nevela, and basically it's going to be based on psukim, that a nevela becomes so inedible that it's no longer tame, it doesn't even have the status of a nevela at all? Then the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion of tzir that's purchased from an Amah Aretz, because we were talking yesterday about when you buy tzir from an Amah Aretz, that's how the whole Rabbi Yirmiyah discussion got underway. When you buy tzir from an Amah Aretz, the concern that it's tame, and therefore how to be mitaher the tzir of an Amah Aretz, and then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about when one purchases a behema and he has no idea if it was mevakeres or not, but there is an indication it's nursing, it's lactating, it's producing milk. So is that an indication that it already had a bechor previously, and therefore had a leidah previously, and therefore the next one is not going to be a bechor? So let's begin again at the two dots at Esive. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yirmiyah from a Mishnah that talks about Efer Para, that's Ra'u Lahazara, that's Ra'u Lahazara, that's able to be used for sprinkling on somebody in order to be mitar them from Tumas Meis, that gets mixed in with Efer, that's Pasul, that's not able to be used for Hazara. So Esive, Abai challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah. There's a Mishnah in the ninth parak of Maseches Para that goes as follows. Efer kosher, you have Efer of Para Aduma, that's kosher, Shenis Arev be Efer Mikla, that gets mixed in with some other ash that is not a kosher Efer, meaning Stam Rashi points out like Efer that you find in an oven, not any real Efer Para. So the Tan has to emphasize Efer Mikla, and it can't just say Efer, because Efer can mean Afar as well. Efer Mikla means that it's ashes as opposed to just dirt. So the halacha is, now you have ash and ash mixing, but one is ash of Parah Aduma, and the other is just stam ashes from the bottom of your barbecue or something. So holchin achar harov letame. If rov is from the Efer Para, then it's metame the tarov, as someone who touches it like someone who touches Efer Para. Because remember, even though Efer Para, when it's mixed with water and then sprinkled on a person, is metaher esatameim, but Efer Para is metame esatahorin. Anyone who handles the Efer Para Tahara becomes Tame. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'anogeya b'mei hanida yitma. So the Efer alone is able to be Metame as well. That's what it sounds like from our sugya, and that's how Rashi seems to say that not only the Mei hanida after it's mixed with water, but even just the Efer itself has the ability to be Metame. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Paras seems that he says that it's Metame only after it's mixed with water. Only after you mix it with Mei Mayan is it going to be able to be Metame. But the Rambam understands that over here the issue is that the Efer is mixed with Efer Mikla, and then you were Kidesh Bo, then you actually mixed it with water. That's the point, and that's why it has the ability to be Metame. But the point is, Holchna Char HaRov Letame. If the Rov is Efer Para, we assume that it has the status of Efer Para as far as being able to be metame, someone who touches it. But viruba efer mikla lo metame. If the majority is efer mikla, then it's not going to be metame. V'iyamr tuma kamandi isedame. But if you're going to say that the tuma is considered to still be in existence, and therefore, if it's able to find some other tuma to combine with, it's going to be chozer v'neir, and it's going to be mitstarif with that other tuma. Because yesterday, at the end of the discussion yesterday, we made a distinction that when is something chozer v'neir. So we said that Abaye had said that im tuma oreres tuma, taro oreres tuma, that when there's tuma that finds other tuma, it will be ma'orer each other. But something that's tame that finds a like kind that's not tame, it's not necessarily going to be ma'orer each other. So anyways, it says in b'masa. So if you're going to say that tuma is kamandi isedame, so I understand that this Efer that's Mu'urav is not Metame B'maga, but if it's still considered to be in existence, then at least when you carry it, it should be Tame. Meaning anyone that touches it, we assume, okay, he touched the Rov, so he touched the Tahar part. But if you're carrying a bag of this combination, of this mixture, so you are you're carrying Tahar things, but you're also carrying Tame things. I mean, if you were to carry a bag that has Nevela, and also other groceries, right, but it has Nevela, so of course it's Metame B'maga. We ignore the fact that you're carrying other things, and the fact that you're carrying an Avela would be Metame you. So you're also, if you have this combination of Efer Mikla and Efer Para, granted the Efer Para is the minority, but if it's still considered to exist, we don't assume that it's completely bottled and it's completely gone, then it should be Metame you b'masa. So that's the Gemara's question. So says Gemara, Ha'it Marala. The Gemara answers, no, we explained that Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina explained, that when we say that if the rov is Efer Mikla, that it's tar, it means tar milatame b'maga, avul metame b'masa. In Achinami, that's exactly correct. It's tar milatame b'maga, but it's still going to be metame b'masa. Tosos raises the question in Dibra Maschil V'i that the Mashmos of Rashi, it seems that Abaye proves that the Tumah is kemandalese. That's what he's trying to prove. That if the Tumah were kemandise, if it were actually in existence, you'd be tame. So if it's kemandalese, he's trying to prove that it's kemandalese. And if that's the case, Tuma should not be ma'orer Tuma at all, because if it doesn't exist, then it should never be able to come back. It should never be able to be reignited. But then it turns out that Abaye is even asking on himself, because he said previously that Tuma is ma'oreres Tuma. That Tuma is not ma'oreres Tuma. That Tara cannot be ma'oreres Tuma. But Abaye himself is one that said that Tuma is ma'oreres Tuma. He holds Tara is not ma'oreres Tuma. And furthermore, Tulsus points out, you could ask on what Abaye proves from the Mishnah and part of that Tuma's command delese from a Mishnah in Trumos where it says that Tuma is ma'oreres. From the Mishnah in Trumos it says Tuma is ma'oreres Tuma. So Tulsus says that when we say Tuma ma'oreres Tuma, you understand, even according to the Shita, that Tuma command delese. Meaning, even if you say Tuma Kamandalese, that means that it's currently Kamandalese. But Enochinami, it would still have the ability to be reignited. So only from the fact that Rav Dimi says that Tahara is Oreres Tuma, do you see that Tuma is Kamandi Isay, that it's currently Kimandi Isay. And that's what Abaye is asking from the Mishnah Maseches Parah, because why is it that the Tarovis is not Metame Bimasa if currently it's Kimandalese, it's Kimandi Isay rather. So you see that it's Kimandalese currently. That's how Tosfos points out that the Kasha must only be on the Shita that Tahara is Ma'oreres Tuma, because that tells you that even right now the Tuma is still here. The fact that Tuma can be Ma'oreres Tuma doesn't show you that right now the Tuma is here. It shows you that the Tuma will be able to be reignited and come back into existence. Okay, but now the Gemara asks weiter on Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'amar Rav Chista Nevela Betela B'Shchuta. You have a Chaticha of Basar Nevela that gets mixed in with two Chatichos of Basar Shchuta, and you don't know which one is the Nevela and which are the shchutos. So the chaticha of nevela is batal because it's batal barov. So it's and therefore it's no longer metame because min b'shein omino is batal she'i efshar l'shchuta shetiasa nevela. It's impossible for the chatichas basar shchuta to have to become a nevela as far as tumah is concerned. So therefore the shchuta is considered as if it's not mimina nevela, and the nevela is batal in it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min b'mino is eino batal, because over here it's considered to be min b'sheino mino. But according to you, that tumah that's nesbatal is still considered ki ilu isay, that it's still in existence, because it could always be chozer v'neur nihide b'magalo letame b'masa. Granted, you're not going to, if you touch one of these pieces of meat, okay, maybe you didn't touch a nevela, and therefore it's not metame you b'maga, but if it's kamandi isay, then if you carry all three in a bag, you should be metame, it should still be metame b'masa. So why does Rav Chista say that the nevela is just batal? Why doesn't he say that it's only batal with regards to tumas maga, but with regards to tumas masa, it would not be batal? Now it happens to be that we dafka point out over here that the nevela is batal b'shchuta. The shchuta would not be batal the nevela because it's considered to be the min of the nevela, because any nevela could become a shchuta. What? How does that happen? A shchuta can never become a nevela, can never become tam ben nevela, because the only way an animal can become a nevela is if it dies. Well, it's already dead, so and it died by shchita, so it can never become a nevela. How can a nevela become a shchuta? So a nevela can't become shchuta per se, but it can become kosher. And that's what we're going to discuss later in the daf, that it could be masriach, that if a nevela ever spoils to the point where it's inedible, well, then it becomes kosher again. Because so things that are doma in their mahus and have different in their physical essence, but have different dinim. So are they considered min b'mino? So according to Rav Chista, we follow the min that's mevatel, because that is the rov. And if that min is not able to turn into the misbatel, which is the miut, so that's considered min b'she'eno mino, and the miut becomes batel b'rov. But if the mevatel is able to turn into the misbatel, then that's considered min b'mino, and the miut would not become batel. But Rabbi Chanina disagrees. He holds that we follow the misbatel. According to him, a shchuta would be batel b'nevela, nevela would not be batel b'shchuta. That is a sugya in Maseches Menachos. So how we figure out what's called min b'mino and min b'sheino mino over here is a little bit tricky. Are we looking at the mivatel or the misbatel? But anyway, we're assuming like the shita of Rav Chista. So the Gemara is asking, why does Rav Chista just say that the nevela is batel? It's only batel with regard to Tumas Maga, it should not be batel with regards to Tumas Masa. So answers the Gemara, Amrle Rav Dimi answer Abaye Atun b'Rav Chista Masnisula. You learn this halacha in the name of Rav Chista. If Rav Chista said it, you're right. He certainly means to say that it's not metame b'maga or b'masa, because Rav Chista is an Amora, and he normally explains himself, and he meant, and if he just meant to say Tumas Maga alone, he should have said that it's only Tumas Maga. So you're right. According to Rav Chista, this would be a very strong kasha, because Amorayim have the responsibility of explaining everything that they mean. So if he says that it's just batel, he means that it's batel entirely, both with regards to Tumas Maga as well as with regards to Tumas Masa. But Anan, b'Rabbi Chiya Masinullah, we learn this halacha in the name of Rabbi Chiya. Tani Rabbi Chia, the Rabbi Chia taught a brisa, nevela ushchuta b'telos zu b'zu, that when a nevela and shchuta get mixed with each other, they are batel in each other, because they are considered min b'she'eno mino, that meaning the Gemara explains in Maseches Menachos that Rav Chista and Rabbi Chanina are arguing whether we look at the mevatel or the misbatel, the itmar Allah, and on that it was stated that Am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina tar mi l'tami b'maga, that it's tar as far as the Musmagda is concerned, but it's still metame b'masa. So the reason is because tumah is nisbatel. That's nisbatel is still considered to exist, and that's why mayim that's tame, that's nisbatel b'tzir. If you add more mayim tahorim, we would say matzah min nismino, and the tumah gets reignited. The tumah that was previously nisbatel gets reignited and comes back. So the Abai now asks again on Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'had t'nan, that which we have in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, behema gasa sheshafa chararas dam, you have a behema gasa that had never given birth before, and now it's mapil chatichas dam, chatichas dam comes out of it, and that's a simen, that there must have been a vlad there, and the vlad was nimach, the vlad somehow disintegrated, harezu tikaver, we bury that charara as if it had a vlad which was a bechar, v'niftara min ha-bechara, and the next vlad is not going to be a bechar. V'tani Rebbe Chia, eina metame lo b'maga, v'lo b'masa. And Rebbe Chia taught a braisa that it's not metame b'maga, nor metame b'masa. And we explained on Chav Beis Amar Aleph that the reason for that is because it's nispatel berov dam, that's not the vlad, while it's still inside the mother, and therefore the tumah that's but if you say the tumah that's nispatel is still considered to be in existence, then Amai nihid b'magal metame tetame b'masa. So then, why would you say that it's not metame b'masa either? Meaning, you're telling me that it's completely batel. But if you hold that tumah that's batel is still considered to exist, it's ki ilu isay. Then I understand it's not going to be metame b'maga, because whatever you touch, you assume is the tar part. It's the other blood. It's not the nevela of this bechor. But at least it should still be metame b'masa. So ishtik. Rav Dimi didn't answer. He had no way to respond to by his kasha, but the Gemara has a way to respond. Til Moshayni Hacha Davi La Tumas Rucha. Maybe over here the Charora is different because it's Tumas Rucha. The Vlad that was in the Charora has spoiled to the point where it's not Roy Lachila, and therefore it's not Metame. And that's the sugya we're about to get into. That sometimes the Nevela that spoils is no longer called a Nevela. It's considered to be totally spoiled and not a Nevela at all. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Hani Chlebar Pada Damar Tuma Chamura ad leger, v'tumakala ad lekelev. This works out very well if you assume like Barpada that a nevela, which is metame tumah chamura, which means that it's metame bimasa. That's what tumah chamura means over here. That calls man that it's ro'i la'achilas hager, calls man that a ger could eat it, which means that it's edible for human consumption. Then, but if it's nisrach to the point where it's not even ro'i la'achilas adam, so then it's not metame bimasa, v'tumakala ad lekelev, but it's still metame as a tumakala, which is tumas maga, until it becomes a neroi lachilas kelev. So haloch hazir leger. Then I understand very well. This charara is not roi leger because it's srucha, and therefore it's not metame b'masa. So and even b'maga it's not metame because the vlad is nispatel berov dam, and therefore it's not metame maga either. El Rabbi Yochanan damar achazu v'achazu ad lekelev. But if you say like Rabbi Yochanan that both with regard to tumas masa and with regard to tumas maga, it only loses its tumas status when it becomes inedible for a canine, when it becomes inedible for a dog. Well, hachazi lekelev. Yeah, the chararas dam is not roi lachilas adam, but it is roi lachilas kelev. So why does Rabbi Chia say that it's not metame b'masa? So says Gemara, kasha. In a chinami, that is a difficulty. The sugya appears in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Daled. There's machlokas tanoim about a ger toshav. Rameir holds that he's a guy that's mekabel not to be ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Chabam holds that he's someone who's mekabel all the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So the Achirim hold that he's someone who's mekabel all the mitzvahs in the Torah except for Isser Nevela. So the Rambam writes that he's called the Ger Toshav because you're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. So when we talk about Roy Lachilas Ger, we talk about Roy Lachilas ger toshav, because that's what you would do with a nevela. Meaning, if you have a nevela, you can't give it to a ger tzedek, obviously, because a ger tzedek is chayv mitzvos. Same way we're chayv mitzvos. So you'd give it to a ger toshav, because no matter what your definition exactly of ger toshav is, that's something that a ger toshav is certainly allowed to do. That he's certainly allowed to eat a nevela. That's why we use that as the geder. Meaning, we could say roi lachilas adam, but we just want to make it clear what kind of Adam is going to be eating the nevela. It's not going to be eaten, obviously, by a Yisrael. Now, Tosos explains the Svara for Rabbi Yochanan that achazu v'achazu lekelev, that whether it comes to Tumach Hamura or Tumach Kala, it's all about Roy Lachilas Kelev. Tosos explains that he derives it from a pasuk and say from Malachim Beis, v'si zevel yochla klavim v'chelek Yisrael. So you see that the Achilas Klavim is called Achila, and therefore Kolorei Lachilas Kelev is called an Ochel, because it describes the carcass being eaten by klavim. So you see that a nevela, as long as it's still eaten by a dog, it's still considered to be an ochel. Okay, so now says the Gemara. Let's go back to this machlokas Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan. Gufa, Barpada Omar. Tuma chamura ad the ger, but tuma kala ad the kelev. Barpada was one who said that when you're dealing with tumas masa, tuma chamura, so it's only metame b'masa when it's still edible for a person. It's metame b'maga until it's no longer edible for a dog. But Rabbi Yochanan mar achazu v'achazu ad the kelev. Both kinds of tuma chamura and tuma kala all depend on being roi lachilas kelev. My time to Barpada. Why does Barpada hold that an avela that's not roi lachilas adam is not metame tuma chamura? So the Gemara answers. You're not allowed to eat any nevela. Rather, what do? Find a ger, Asher B'sharechu, lives among you, meaning a ger toshav, and give it to him so he could eat it. So haru'i l'ger kri nevela, v'shein haru'i l'ger ain't a kri nevela. So it seems pretty like a pretty simple equation. That which is ru'i l'ger, meaning for a human being, because a ger is obviously the ger over here that's a ger toshav is a human being. So that's called a nevela, and it's metame tumachamura. And if it's not ru'i l'ger, because it's spoiled to the point where a human can't eat it, so the mail, it's not time bin nevela. But when it comes to Tumas Maga, which is Kala, it's still Metame until it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. Tos raises the question that from the fact that the Gemara says Nevela She'in Ruya Leger is not called Nevela, sounds like, meaning if you're really going to take that drasha literally, that doesn't sound like we should be Mechalik between its Tumas Masa status and its Tumas Maga status. It sounds like it's not a Nevela. Not a Nevela would mean that it's not even Metame B'Maga either. So how does this really explain the Shita that distinguishes between Tumas Masa and Tumas Maga? So Tosfos explains that Tumas Maga is included in Tuma Chamura, and since it's Nifsa Me'achilas Adam, it's not Metame as a Nevela at all. But that's not what Barpada said. Barpada says it's Metame ad the Kelev, that until it becomes Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev, it's not Metame. He means Tumas Ochlin, that the din that an Ochel is Mekabel Tuma from something else is totally in it being Roy L'Achilas Kelev. Meaning, when do we label something an Ochel in the sense that it can contract the tumma of Tumas Ochlin? That's only when it's Roy L'Achilas Kelev. The Mishnah says in Maseches Taros, "Kolam yuchal the ochel adam tamei achi pasel me ochel akelav." That something that's roi for achilas adam is going to be called an ochel, and it will remain an ochel even once it's no longer roi lachilas adam, as long as it's roi lachilas kelav. So that's what Tosfos understands. That's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about stam tumas maga. We're talking about if it becomes tamei from ochel as tumas ochlin, then it's going to be mitamei like tumas ochlin, which is only Metame b'maga. The difficulty is this pasuk. The Chassam Sofer points out this pasuk is not talking about tuma at all. It's talking about the iser achila. And in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin, we learn from this pasuk that a nevela that's nisrach is not aser ba achila. So how can we learn dinim of tuma from this pasuk? The pasuk isn't talking about tuma. So the Chassam Sofer points out that the Gemara is really going on the pasuk that says by tumas nevela by behemah Torah. It says v'chiyamus min behemah asher yilachem la'achla hanogeh b'nevelasa yitma ad ha'arev. And over there it also just says the word nevela stam. So the Gemara assumes from the fact that the Torah is Megala that this Rav Achilas Nevela is knowing even only if it's Ru'uya Lager. So we can learn from there that the Yisra of Tumas Nevela is also. But it's really because there's another pasuk that uses the label of Nevela in the context of Tumah. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands, because it seems unusual to use a pasuk that's purely about Achila to find the halacha of Tumah. Anyway, so now the Gemara explains Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Idach, Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he darshan the pasuk the way Barpada darshan the pasuk? So Rabbi Yochanan would have to say, L'mu'utei heichad hisricha me'ikara. That's coming to tell me, that pasuk is coming to tell me, if this Nevela was never royal Achila Sadam, that let's say while it was alive, its limbs had already started to break and therefore rot, and therefore it was never mitame, no tumas nevela was ever chal on it, and that's why we can't learn from this pasuk to the case of an animal that died and was royal achila, was perfectly delicious meat, and then spoiled to the point of not being royal achila. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan would say that bein l'tumah kala, bein l'tumah chamura, even when it's nifsal ne'achilas adam, it's still going to be tame as a nevela. So the Gemara explains the idach, and Barpada holds that from this pasuk we're memayid a nevela that was even once royal achila and is then spoiled. How could he darshan that? The pasuk is needed to teach me about a nevela that was never royal achila. So he would say hisricha meikar lo tzricha kra lamute afra bialmahu. If it was always hisricha, if it was always spoiled, if it was never edible, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it doesn't have tuma. Now obviously it doesn't have tuma. It's considered like offer. It's not tumah is not shayich to it, and therefore the pasuk is still available to teach me about something that was once royal achila and then was nisapesh and is not royal achila sadam. That the tumas nevela is paka from it. That the tumas nevela goes away from it. Even though when it comes to iser achilas davar pagum, Rabbi Yochanan's moda to the svar of afra bialma, the Gemara says avodah zarah. But over here, with regard to Tumah, he wouldn't hold this way. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that this idea that when you have something that was never edible, so then it's just not Macholos Asuros, there's no problem. If it was never something that was edible, it doesn't fall into the category of Macholos Asuros. The reason Rabbi Yochanan says differently over here is because we're not talking about the issue of eating. We're talking about Tumah. So maybe the fact that it was never edible is not an indication that it doesn't have the status of Nevela at all with regard to Tumas Nevela. It's only an indication with regard to the Yisr of Achilas Nevela. So that's how Tos understands the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Dibra Maskel, the Idach. That's how Tos understands the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara now, Astira in Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan, in our Mishnah we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa Sheshafa Chararas Dam. If you have a behemah gasa that's mapil, a chunk of blood that has a vlad, that we assume it has a vlad that was nimoach inside that chunk of blood, harezu tikaver, you have to bury that charara as if it had a vlad in it that was kadosh b'bechara, and you bury it even though the behemah was mapil shilya, you're not chayiv to be kover the shilya. That's to be mefarsim that the aim is pater mina b'chara. So even though it really shouldn't require kavura, we still the Gemara had said yesterday, we still want to be mefarsem that this is considered a leida in the sense that the next animal is not going to be kadosh b'bechara. Good, so we said that it's a tikaver v'nifteres mina b'chara, and the next animal that's going to be born to this mother is not going to be chayiv in b'chara. V'tani Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya taught in Rebraisa, eina metama lo b'maga v'lo b'masa, that charara is not metame b'maga, nor is it metame b'masa. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Chiya, why is it not metame neither b'maga nor b'masa? Mishum bitul b'rov naguba. When we say it's not metame, it's because the vlad is nimoach and becomes batal, and the rov adam that comes out of the rechem together with it. So says Gemara, well, ma'ir mishum bitul b'rov. Typically, delos chaziklal. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say that the reason is because of bitul b'rov? Even without bitul, you could say that the charar is not metame because it was never ever royal achilas adam. And even Rabbi Yochanan himself is moda that would not be metame, right? Rabbi Yochanan says that's what the pasuk is is coming to teach me that something that was never roi lachilas adam is never metameh. It's only when something was roi and then was nisrach that it's still going to be metameh until it becomes ein roi lachilas kelev. But Rabbi Yochanan agrees, something that was never roi lachilas adam is not metameh. So why do I need this svar of bittul barov? Forget about bittul barov. A chararas dam was something that was never roi lachilas adam. Says Mar, sure it was roi lachilas adam. Hanami is chazimei kara agavimi. Even this vlad that became totally disintegrated and mixed in with all this blood was once roi lachila, because if the behemoth would not have been mapil the charara and you would have shechted it, the charara would have been roi lachila together with the basar of the mother. That it's dafka the hapala, it's dafka the miscarriage that causes it to become nimoach and mixed with dam and pasul ba'achila. But if it was shechted, it would have been roi lachila. So the achronim raised the question, wait a second, that's not really fair to say, because if it wasn't shechted, then it wouldn't be an avela at all. So meaning that so you have to say, meaning if it was shechted rather, it wouldn't be an avela at all. It's only an avela because it came out without being shechted. So you can't say, oh no, this is a nevela that was once roi lachila. No, as a nevela, it was never roi lachila. It would have been roi lachila had you shechted the animal. So you have to say, no, even if you didn't shech the animal, even if you shot the animal, it would still be roi lachila. It's only the birthing process that caused it to become not roi lachila. That's that's how some of the rishonim understand. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Gershom in the Mahalich of this sugya, that it was roi lachila had it not gone through the birthing process. Okay, now we go back to where this whole discussion started. How did this whole discussion start? We were talking about purchasing tzir from an Ama Aretz. Tzir is fish brine mixed with water, and you have water that's tameh, but it becomes batal in the fish brine, right? So that's how we got to this whole discussion. So tzan hasam. There's a Mishnah Maseches Machshirin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, tzir tahar, the fish brine that when you salt it, that gets mixed with water that you buy from an Ama Aretz, and you were metired by doing hashaka b'mei mikvah, shenafal l'tocha mayim kol shuhu, that after you did the hashaka, a little mayim fell into the tzir, tamei, then the tzir goes back to its original tumah status from when you purchased it from the Ama Aretz. Amrav nachnam amrav arvua, zosa meresh, nechshtu Ama Aretz, la'arev mechtsa mayim b'tzir. You see from here that we're making an assumption that Amei Aretz, when they mix water with their tzir, they go 50-50. It's 50% water, 50% tzir. And that's why the tzir goes back to being tameh. Because even though the mayim in it already became batel, but now that a little mashuhu of mayim was added to the tzir, the mayim has now become the rov. So even just a mashuhu will make the mayim the rov, and therefore the mayim that was there originally is reinvigorated. It's even though it was batel, its tumah is reignited and is able to be metame the whole tzir again. So ask the Gemara of Nachman, the Lamali Mechtsa, why does Rav Nachman say that Amei Aretz are chashud to mix in half water with the tzir? Afilu batzim Mechtsa Nami, even if it was less than half that was mixed in with the tzir. Vahani mashu havale palgo palga lo batil, even if it was 49% and then you just add in a little bit of water, now it's 50-50. And when something is 50-50, then it's not going to be batel. That mashu of mayim should bring it to the point of 50-50, and therefore the any tarovus that's mechsal mechsa, one min is not going to be able to be mevatel the other min. That's the basic din when something is mechsal mechsa. So says Gemara Ema ad mechsa. We say that Rav Nachman says that we learn from this mission that Amei Aretz are nechshed to be ma'ariv close to mechsa mayim b'tzir, and that's why another mashu of mayim that falls in will make it a mechsa mechsa, and it's not going to be batal. Meaning, in a chinami, he meant 49%. He didn't mean 50%. Iba yisema, or we could be miyashiv that really Rav Nachman was medayik that the Amei Aretz are chashu to be ma'ariv mechsa mayim b'tzir, because if they'd be ma'ariv a little bit less than that, then even if a little bit more water would fall in to the point that mayim becomes 50%, the tzir would not go back to being tameh. Why? Tumas amaretz drabanan, tumas mashkin drabanan. The fact that an amaretz is metameh is only takanas chachamim, meaning unless you know that someone's tameh, you have no reason to assume that they're tameh. The fact that we're choshed that amaretz are all tameh and haven't been careful about tumentara is only a din drabanan. Tumas mashkin drabanan, the very din that mashkim are makabal tumah, is also only min drabanan, because min haTorah mashkama are not mekabel tuma. The pasuk says mikol ochel asher yachel asher yavol of mayim yitma v'kol mashke asher yishtev v'kol kli yitma. So we darshan, that's talking about being machshir, being mashke being machshir ochel to be mekabel tuma. Not that mashke itself is mekabel tuma. The pasuk means kol ochel, any food that's found in a tamei oven and it already had mayim or another mashke asher yishtev v'kol kli that came in contact with that food, then that food is huchshar to be mekabel tuma, but not that the mashke itself is mekabel tuma. The kabbalah's tuma of a mashke is only din rabbanan. So when did the rabbanan make such a gzera? Beruba goes rabbanan, bepalgu palga lo goes rabbanan. The rabbanan only goes there when the mayim is the rove, but there were goes a tuma. But when it's only mechsal mechsa, the rabbanan never goes a tuma on the mashke. So what you do see, the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly, is that when you have a tuma drabanan or any isra drabanan bitaroves, we're going to be a little bit more makel. And the isra and the heter, when they're 50-50, we view it as if the heter is the rove and it becomes batel. So that's quite a kula that we're saying, that whenever something is only an isra, normally an isra requires rove to be mvatel an isra. Isrim drabanan don't require rove. They only need 50-50. So that's what seems to emerge from the Gemara, but that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether that's always going to be true or it's dafka something that applies to this particular Isser Midrabanan. Okay, new Mishnah. So now says the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Halokeach Behema Menika. Let's say you buy a Behema that's lactating, it's producing milk, Minovin Chavim, from a guy, and you don't know if the animal that it's nursing is its offspring or not. You don't have to be choshish that maybe this is the offspring of another animal, and maybe the animal that's nursing is not the mother of this baby at all. Memela the vlad the vlad that's going to come later is besafik b'chora. No, you don't have to assume that. You say if this animal is nursing from that mother, we assume that's its mother, and therefore the next vlad from that mother is definitely not going to be a bukhar. Another din about a behema that's being menik of vlad, that nichnas l'toch edro, the balabayis puts the animals in the eder. He has two groups of animals that are omid l'ledes. One of them are animals that were never molded, and the other group is behemos that were already molded in the past. V'ra es hamafkiros menikos v'she'enim mafkiros menikos. And he sees that the behemos that once had a child, their vlados are b'choros. They're being menik from their chalav to the vlados that are with them. And he also sees the einan mafkiros, the behemos of that this is not their first leda, that already had a child in the past, that they're also menik from their chalav to the vlados that are with them. And you don't know which of the vlados were nolad from the mafkiros and are b'choros, and which of the vlados were not nolad from the mafkiros and are vaday and are not b'choros. If you can still identify the mothers, which ones are the mafkiros, which ones are the enim mafkiros, you don't have to be choshesh that the vlad of one is coming to nurse from the other. It doesn't work that way. You could be told that each vlad goes to its own mother, and the vlados that are with the mafkiros are yonkos mehem, and they're vaday b'charos, and the ones that are with the enim mafkiros are certainly not b'charos. There's going to be a machlokas we're going to see later on in tomorrow's daf, where the Chacham disagreed with Rav Shimon Gamliel and hold that it doesn't necessarily work that way. They'll go wherever they can get milk and they'll suckle wherever they can get milk. It's not necessarily their own mother. Okay, so the Gemara brings a psak halacha with regard to all the Mishnayos that we've been learning in this parak about Bechar. So and through that we'll see what the halacha is in our Mishnah. Amar of Nachum Shmeid Rav, Hilchsa B'kulei Pirkin, the halacha of all the dinim that are mentioned in the Mishnayos in this parak, all the dinim in the Mishnayos in this parak are paskin la halacha, whether they're said in the name of a particular Tana, or whether it's just stam without a Tana, bar mi plukta, except for that which has a machlokas, meaning anything that's just said without a cholek in any Mishnah in this parak, you know we automatically paskin that way. So the Gemara explains which of the dinim are we talking about over here that Rav needed to take a stand and say, oh, you might think we don't paskin like something here. No, anything that appears in the the Mishnah without a cholik, we pass on like some Rav Sheshes. Amina kinai mishachav Rav Amalah Shmeita. Rav said this when he was half asleep because it doesn't make any sense. Aheya, which din does he need to say that we paskin like? Ilema Aresha, if he's going on the first din in that we had way back in Yitzhasim Beis, the Rabbi Shmuel says that there's a particular age where we assume that the behema has not yet given birth, and the first vlad that's going to come after that age is Vaday Bukhar. So that's where we're saying we paskin umiflik pligi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. That's a machlok Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if it didn't give birth to a vlad mamish, it was just mapi lechaticha, the next vlad is not going to be a Bukhar, and that could be even within that age. So if that's what Rav is saying, that's the halacha, he said except for when there's a machlokas. There is a machlokas over there. Ella adi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. No, it must be going the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which appeared on daf chaf alfin base. That a behema that's mapi lechatichas dam, the vlad that comes afterwards, is not going to be a Bukhar, and the chaticha should be buried. And that's what Rav is saying, that we follow that shita. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be what Rav was saying. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kavanaki. Because whatever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, he doesn't talk that much. It's kav, it's very measured what he says, but it's naki. Whatever he says, the halacha is like him. And therefore, it's unnecessary to say that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ella ad Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It must be our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Well, miflak polik bebraisa. No, but there's a machlokas on what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in a braisa. Ella ad Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. So it must be, you know what, we'll save that for tomorrow because that's already going to get us into the next Mishnah. So far we've discussed all the possibilities of Mishnahs we've already learned, and Be'ez Hashem we'll get into the other Mishnahs tomorrow.